There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
And it's good. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. As the scouting combine goes at Indianapolis this weekend, this week, starting Friday with the workouts, the Bears meeting with quarterback Josh McCown today, and John Fox with a lot to say about the Bears' interest.
Well, I think it's obviously the interest, or we probably wouldn't have met with him. But he's a guy that's had opportunities as a starter in this league. He's served as a backup. He's the right kind of guy, I know, from my perspective, that you want on your football team. So we'll see where it goes. He's got relationships with a lot of people in this league, and they have high opinions of them, and we'll see where that goes.
Bears one of about eight teams interested in McCown, while Bears GM Ryan Pace and the Bears discussing about Brandon Marshall's future.
I know this, football needs to be the number one priority, and that's going to be, and we'll win a lot of games if we keep football our number one priority.
Sounds like Marshall may not host Inside the NFL next year if he indeed stays with the Bears. NBA, first practice for the Bulls today before their post-All-Star break schedule begins Friday against the Pistons in Detroit, with the Knicks long out of contention, Carmelo Anthony being shut down for the rest of their season. Blackhawks on the ice tonight at United Center as they look for their third straight win, taking on the Red Wings. Corey Crawford expected in net. Crawford a big day Sunday, 36 saves, and the Hawks 2-1 win over Pittsburgh. Cubs pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training tomorrow in Arizona, while the Cubs have hired Kevin Youkilis to be a special assistant to Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer. White Sox pitchers and catchers head down to Glendale to start their spring training on Friday. Visit Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander. With seating up to eight, the Highlander provides room for all of your family and friends. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Can I get back to football, or?
Zach Zaidman.
Trust me, he's New York tough.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
If you had to do things differently, would you?
No.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Here's Zach with Mark Trestman.
What stands out to you in that first half?
What is what, Zach?
Zach Zaidman.
I'm not Edward from Twilight.
Zach Zaidman with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
There's nothing quite like a moment with Zach and Dr. Death. It's 202 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You speak football, so I'm wondering, Zach, how you interpreted what was said, what was implied, and what was not said today by Bears brass.
Well, I'm a big believer in football people not revealing anything until they're forced to reveal something. So I've been asking myself this question over and over again today. They were noncommittal with just about everything except for the announcement that they're now running a 3-4 defense. So what that tells me is they're announcing to the rest of the NFL, hey, there's some players on this team that you might like if you're running a 4-3 that probably have no use for us as a 3-4 team. Give us a call. We'll talk. As for the other stuff, there's a market out there for Marcus Mariota. I don't believe the Bears are in the market for Marcus Mariota. However, he should go around the point in time where the Bears pick in the first round with the 7th overall pick. Well, if you're going to make a deal with someone, you have to truly make them believe that you could be going in a different direction at the quarterback position. So that's why I think they weren't publicly very committed to Jay Cutler today. I think you have to sell it in all aspects, and that's the reason that you heard the comments that you heard today from both Pace and Fox in regards to the quarterback.
Let me run this by you, Zach. And I think there are at least 10, and we'll say 10. I think that's a low number. More, just say 10. Teams in this league right now that need a quarterback. We know this is some of the worst quarterback I've ever seen in the free agent class. It's just miserable. Do you think there's a market out there for Jay Cutler at all, given what we know? We know everything about him. I mean, everybody knows what goes on and what went on here, I think. Is there a market, and should there be a market for him?
I think it's tough with that contract. So
okay.
That's I think, the challenging part of this. I think, you know, you talked about the free agent class not wowing you. When does a free agent class of quarterbacks ever wow you? You know,
well,
the good ones.
Yeah, you're right about wowing me, but this makes me sick.
But what makes it rough is the 1-2 punch here, Terry, is the fact that in the draft, outside of Jameis Winston and maybe Mariota, there's not a lot to like. Now, eventually, as we've learned over the years, someone will emerge from this class that you didn't expect and eventually do a good job. But as of right now, you talk to most of these evaluators, and they are not high at all. And there are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks, obviously. So that's part of the problem. I think it plays into the Bears' hands in the first round and why they're being very vague when it comes to the decisions that they're making on players. We know when the time frame is. By March 10th, the Bears have to make a decision on what they're going to do with the quarterback position. And I can't imagine a month in with both Fox and Chase guys that they don't know what they're going to do with Jay Cutler. So my guess is he's probably going to be around. The question becomes, is Brandon Marshall going to be around? And can the Bears find a way to make a deal? Because they need as many draft picks as they can possibly get. So if you can trade down and get some good picks going forward for it, why not take a chance and make a team believe that you might be going after Mariota? But again, to get a guy like Mariota, outside of the Eagles with Chip Kelly, who would know how to use him correctly right away, how many teams – now, he might be a very talented player, but the problem is most of these colleges now run the spread offense. So to compensate, most of the high schools now run a spread offense so they can get their guys going to the big schools. So if you're a pro evaluator, you're guessing as to whether or not the athleticism and a certain skill set of a quarterback who runs the spread can fit into a pro-style offense. And it's a big challenge going forward. And I think what you're going to see eventually in the NFL, guys, is teams eventually saying, yeah, we'll draft a quarterback, but you're going to need a little bit of time. You're going to have to be patient and wait for this guy to develop as he learns to understand a pro-style offense. The problem with that, owners aren't patient. And when you look at John Fox and you look at what the Bears just did, getting rid of Regime 2-3 years in, you can't say that this is an organization that's ready to be patient. And that's
I also think it's completely out of character for John Fox and Ryan Pace to take a quarterback, especially that quarterback. They're going to take a pass rusher. I mean, there's nothing about
either that or a big run stuffer.
Right,
in a 3-4,
but their history suggests. I mean, if this is, we've got enough data on these guys to look at where they've been and what they want and how they want to do things. I just think in this draft, this particular team, I think the obvious thing for them to take is some kind of pass rusher, and those guys are there. Somebody of very, very high quality with all the kind of versatility they talk about is going to be there.
Right. It's either going to be a 3-4 edge rusher or it's going to be a big, stout guy that you can put in the middle and prevent the things that we've seen over the last 2 years where teams have been able to run at will against the Bears. You look up the middle with the Bears defense, it's been awful the last 2 years on a consistent basis, and that's got to change. So that's why, there's some edge rushers that they might like, but you also have to shore up the middle. But either way, we're talking about defense. You're talking about defensive-minded guys, and I think you're right. That's probably the direction they're going to go in. And since you know that already, why not play a little bit with the rest of the league and see what you can get for that seventh pick? But in order to make it happen, you have to make people believe that you truly are looking for a quarterback.
Yeah, I just think if you are, you're screwed. That's why I say I don't know if the Bears are in a good position or a bad one, Zach. I know that if you're looking around and you're one of those teams that is stuck in neutral and you know your quarterback sucks, there's nothing you can do about it. You look at this class of quarterbacks and you say, oh my God, they all suck too. And the draftees, that's not very good either. I mean, I don't know when desperation reaches out and grabs you and says, you know, he may not, but and I understand the money. is one thing. But some of those teams, I guess if I'm desperate enough, I'd sooner roll the dice on him than some of the other awful quarterbacks out there. That's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to help the Bears.
I'm with you. And the other thing you have to remember is both these guys, when they took over, Fox and Pace talked about how, you know, it's going to be a run-first team. They're going to get back to the identity that George McCaskey wants. Well, we've seen Cutler be successful as a Bears quarterback when there's balance. And for a variety of different reasons, there wasn't any balance last year. And I think when you go back to 2010, when you go back to 2011, when he was 7-3 before Cutler got hurt with the thumb injury, there was nearly a 50-50 balance. And when they did that, they were able to operate successfully and use the other phases of the team to kind of complement what they were doing. I think that's the kind of team they need to be. The good news for the Bears is in Vic Fangio, their new defensive coordinator, they've got a guy who has had, haven't been many out there, but he's one of the coaches that's had success against Aaron Rodgers. They have to beef up from a talent standpoint, but I think that's the direction they have to go in. You don't, if you watch the Bears for the last 2 years, they have to fix their defense. That has to be priority number one. Yeah, the offense was terrible last year, but I think that had to do more with injuries than anything else. The Bears' defense, it was more than just injuries for the last two seasons, and they need to infuse that team with some talent, and it has to come through the draft.
Well, I think that they're going to have an opportunity at 7 to get a guy get a really good player who's going to fit exactly what Vic Fangio wants to do. And another way in which they were noncommittal today was their wide open responses to who can play what position. And again, they feel that there's no reason to commit to a guy at a spot. Some of the players are talking about in Houston and Willie Young are coming off of serious injuries. Hell, even on the offensive side of the ball, where they're asked directly about Kyle Long, he can play tackle. And why not be wide open about everything? I think it just helps them because all they do is so uncertainty among other teams. And that way, when they are having private conversations on the phone about some of these guys, nobody's coming in feeling like they've got a leg up in any negotiations. So I think so far the general picture I have and what I'm hearing from people who are watching it from the inside is that Pace and Fox are, if nothing else, running a very careful and tight ship right now. They know what they're going to say, they know what they're not going to say, and they know why. And I think that early on, that's certainly a good sign just to sort of zooming out a little bit and looking at how they're doing it.
Absolutely, and that's the reason why the fact that there was no need to announce today that they were going to a 3-4 defense. The reason they did it is, I think, to open up dialogue with other teams. Here's what we're doing. If you think there's a player on our team that doesn't fit our scheme that might fit yours, give us a call and we'll go from there. So yeah, that's I think the reasoning for that. Hey, Pace wouldn't even in general talk about what the strengths and weaknesses are of this draft. So that gives you an idea of how close he's playing everything to the vest here. And the other thing that I want to point out is this is a completely different management style than the Bears have been used to. However, the scouting staff is the same that it's been for a while under Phil M. So Marty Barrett is essentially running the college scouting department, and it remains interesting to me to see how this is going to kind of transpire as the weeks go on here leading up to the NFL draft, because you know the scouting staff gives the coaches and the GM a list of who they like, and then you know the coaches go off that list, they watch tape, and then when they get down to the combine, they get an opportunity to finally talk to the players that they've seen on tape. But how much does Pace use the grading system that was here before? And this is where things get a little bit complicated. You know, when Phil Emery took over, he was familiar with the grading system that the Bears had used because he was a part of the Jerry Angelo staff early on. It's very different now. What they did in New Orleans is very different from what the Bears have done under Phil Emery. So that's going to be interesting to see that dynamic work. And that's where the Bears are extremely fortunate that they have veteran head coach in John Fox, veteran defensive coordinator in Vic Fangio, and a guy who's had success as the offensive coordinator in Adam Gase, because now, you know, Ryan Pace is going to rely more, I think, on what those guys have to say, not just the scouting staff, because he's building a team for those guys to make it happen.
Yeah, I think they're going to, Zach. I don't know what the time frame is going to be, but and I don't know why I think that, because you're absolutely right, same scouts, for now anyway, but John Fox's record suggests to me that he knows what he's doing. And if there's a debate between him and Pace or somebody else, I have a feeling that this guy's sharp enough to. And again, I don't think you can be wrong here at number seven. It's going to be really difficult the way this draft shakes out now with Lovie taking numbnuts at number one. I think it's really difficult to miss on a pick now. That's what I think.
It's happened, unfortunately.
I know. I just don't think you. I don't think you can. That's just my raw scouting eye.
Here's something to, if you want to be an optimist, here's something to look at. And much has been made of John Fox being able to take over programs that were kind of in trouble and very quickly turn them around, took over a one-win team in Carolina, 2 years later had him in the Super Bowl. His first pick, Julius Peppers. He was the head coach in Denver. You know, he was taking over the Josh McDaniels mess, took over a four-win team, had him in the playoffs every single season. His first pick, Von Miller. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to get that type of player.
But that's what I meant when I was looking at history. That's exactly right. What I meant. That they this is a defensive guy. This guy's
good defenders is left at number seven.
Right. I just don't think he's going to pass that up for some offensive toy. I really don't.
Again, what gives you the best chance to improve your team immediately? And it's to be an old-fashioned style football team. You focus in on the run, stopping the run, controlling the clock, limiting the number of times your quarterback puts the ball in the air, so you limit the turnovers, because when you put the ball in the air, there's three different ways you can turn it over. When you run the ball, you know, as long as the running back holds onto it, you're not going to turn it over. So I think those are the fundamental things that the Bears are going to try to do, at least in the immediate process. And it also is a style, I think, that gives you the best possible chance to beat Aaron Rodgers, because ultimately, you want to get in the playoffs. The best way to get into the playoffs is to win your division. And the Bears have had, it's well documented, they can't beat Green Bay. And I think in large part the reason is Aaron Rodgers is always on the field, and the Bears give them more opportunities than normal because of all those turnovers that have occurred. And when Aaron Rodgers has the ball, he puts it in the end zone. He's scoring touchdowns against anybody, not just the Bears. So the less time he sees on the field, when you control the clock and run the ball, the better of an opportunity you have to beat the Packers. And if you can do that, you can put yourself in a position to at least possibly think about the playoffs and then go from there. But I agree with you. That's where the Bears are going. The question is going to become, you know, how do they get there? What kind of players do they start putting on their team to kind of fill the puzzle, if you will? And then the other thing you got to remember is that the biggest thing that I got today in terms of news, they're saying goodbye to Charles Tillman and Lance Briggs.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
You know, they did it in a very nice way. I think that they clearly learned that you don't do it the Phil Emery way. And the Phil Emery way was, you know, they couldn't reach agreement with Urlacher. So, bam, they announced it publicly. And that hurt Urlacher in the free agent market, because now you know the team doesn't want you back. I don't think you heard that today overtly, but you know, if you read between anyone who's been an observer of these coaches and general managers and the way they phrase things, they prefaced every statement in regards to Briggs and Tillman by saying they've been great Bears without saying that they're no longer going to be on the team. So there's still, you know, that 1% chance that an agent can go back and play some games here and there. You know the way the NFL works.
Zach, thank you as always. Yeah. We appreciate it.
All right, Zach, thank you. Have fun.
That's Zach Zaidman, Bears stuff. Finally, some Bears stuff. 312-644-6767. Boers and Bernstein. You're listening to The Score.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Alex Rodriguez went big bag with it, penning a handwritten apology to the fans. Not a presser where he meets with the media, but a handwritten note to the fans. Bag move, Alex. Now, normally I'm the first guy to call for transparency, accountability, responsibility, and yes, even an apology, but not here. In fact, I'm actually bent that the guy apologized. I would have rather that he not apologize, because it's not his first and it will not be his last. I don't want to hear his voice. I don't want to see his cursive or even his face. Stop cheating. Stop lying. Stop apologizing and beat it. Considering the guy couldn't play withdrawal drugs, there's no reason to believe that he will be able to play without them. Not at age 40 and not with a couple of cracked hips. And if by some miracle he does put up numbers, most will just assume that he's cheating again anyway. Good luck with it, Al. I'm Jim Rome.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Pontiac RV's Winter Open House and RV Sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief, real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday. CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
From the This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Cutler has outstanding physical talent. There's no denying that. So it's just, hey, getting to know the individual and all the other intangibles that come with the position that make a great quarterback. And again, that's what we're doing now. So, I mean, and that really takes getting to know the person, right? So that's the process we're going through. And me and John have both been around all different kinds of quarterbacks. So it's just figuring out him as a person.
I don't want public perception to affect, you know, my decisions. I want to get to know them personally.
Ryan Pace. He is your new Bears general manager. And he spoke today at Indy for the Combine. John Fox also, scratchy voice that he is, also had some thoughts that really led nowhere for not either one of them, as you can tell by listening to that. Boys, the Birds in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I think they, you know, you can sit down with all the people you want to. They know what they're doing. They know who they're talking with. They know what they're doing. They know when they're getting snowed. And the smart thing would be to, I'd like to say goodbye to all of them. Because if you're going to be bad, you might as well just be bad. Forget about it. Don't worry about it. Who cares? Get your players in. Get as many as you can. Many as you damn can. I don't know how you can do that. Just maximize. I want to keep the one you have, a 7, though. I don't want that to go anywhere.
Yeah,
save that one.
I think, and from everything I understand, don't be fooled by everything they said today about, oh, we're evaluating and we're looking.
No, they're
well ahead of this thing.
Oh yeah.
And they sort of came across as we're in the middle of this and we're doing. They have a very firm idea of what they want this thing to mm-hmm. look like and how.
Yep.
So this is a thought from Teddy regarding their discussions with Josh McCown. He says, I didn't initially think this new regime would consider anything like tanking its first season in town. The downside seemed obvious. Fox and his team will want immediate, thorough buy-in. And buy-in would be hard to get if the front office was actively undermining the strength of the present roster. But what if the 2014 tape study has been so brutally revealing to Ryan Pace and John Fox that they simply think there's no possible shot at competing anytime soon? What in that case would be the long-term downside to cutting Jay Cutler and signing Josh McCown? If this front office knows it could both save millions of dollars and ensure a significantly higher draft slot in 2016, why not make those moves? Would they not bring the team closer to a championship? I agree that signing McCown wouldn't mean anyone thinks he's good. It would be that...
Except dumb people.
It would be... They'd be signing him because then he can lose games without them losing the team.
You know, even though I know that Tampa labeled him the worst quarterback ever, the fact is that this is an awful group of free agent quarterbacks. There's a reason they're free agents because they're all bad. So, yeah, I understand from that standpoint. Sure, why not? Somebody you know, somebody you like, somebody you know gets along with everybody and is used to taking a pounding.
Yeah, I get it.
Absolutely.
Used to knowing, well, you know, we're kind of be bad, huh? And, kind of. But at least it's the devil you know. I don't want, you know, I mean, when I look through, I don't want any of those guys in here. I don't want any of them. You made me pick one guy and you said, okay, you know you're going to be bad. You want to just throw somebody out there. You want to lose Cutler, lose Marshall. Just bring a guy in here that's beloved. Well, sure. I mean, is he worse than Brian Hoyer and all these other the clown colleges that are free agents? I don't. Well, he probably is, but that's okay. That's okay. It's okay with me.
Because he's Josh McCown, though, he brings with him all, like you say, the stupid baggage.
Yes.
It's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault.
That everybody adores him. He seems like he's just a doll. It's the army of stupid that comes marching behind him with their helmets on backwards and looking down the wrong end of their muskets.
The army of they come. Yes, he
they,
does.
They do. They just they come along with
Josh,
him.
Josh, what do you got out there in the SUV?
You got the guy blowing into the wrong end of the bugle and the whole man. Cavalry cavalcade of stupid comes with him thinking he's good. So I have no problem if he wants to just kind of be here again.
No, I get it. No, I'm fine with that. I look, I'm fine with him, but it's just the army of stupid that bothers me because they'll be, you know, it'll be, oh, my God. We heard it. We fought with him. We said he wasn't going to sign any multi-million-dollar contract. We lost that argument. But we won that argument.
Well, exactly. We lost, but we won.
That's right.
They signed him to the money. What's he going to get now? $500,000?
Yeah.
Right?
Back
to what he actually deserves.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I'd say. Hey, you play for $500,000, friend?
Or my not friend. Play. You know, hold a clipboard for $500,000. Sure.
Yeah. Hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy.
Just, I'm telling you, they're going to sign him, and the army of stupid is going to be right behind, fully loaded for bear. No pun intended.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wainwright Dazzo. Wolves home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3, as the Bears are down in Indianapolis for the scouting combine. A lot of discussion today about the future of the team, and for Ryan Pace, he has spoken with Jay Cutler.
Well, I think he's had great production.
We have gotten to meet with him. We met with several of our players individually, him being one. You know, so far everything's been good. We're going to take our time on this. You know, we really had until, mid-March. We're going to maximize that time and make thorough decisions through this whole process. We're still evaluating all that, honestly, going through this whole thing. So, again, I don't want to rush into decisions. I want to max out the time that we have and just be thorough with every one of these.
Workouts at the scouting combine begin on Friday. NBA first practice for the Bulls today after the All-Star break. Their first game will be Friday in Detroit. Knicks out of contention. Carmelo Anthony won't play again this season. He's being shut down. Blackhawks Red Wings renew their old rivalry tonight now in opposite conferences as they play at United Center. Corey Crawford expected in net. Cubs pitchers and catchers report to spring training tomorrow. Kevin Youkilis hired by the Cubs today as a special assistant while the White Sox have their pitchers and catchers show up on Friday. This scoreboard update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Visit Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander with seating up to 8. The Highlander provides room for all of your family and friends. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670. The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, it seems fairly certain that they've talked to nobody else. In terms of quarterbacks, right? I mean, I think they would have said, well, yeah, this, I mean, I don't think they have.
I don't think anything is fairly certain, but I think it's nice that they had the confidence to stand there and commit to nothing today.
Right. Right.
I like that. I think a lot of people found that refreshing because it's been the first time in more than half a decade that we haven't heard whoever is in their position kowtowing to their belief in whatever Jay Cutler should be or could be or would be, and at least that there is an understanding and a trust, I think, on our behalf that is well-placed that they know what he is.
Yeah, I've got, you know, I can't take any more of it, so I hope that happens. I hope he goes, but, you know, I know it probably won't, but I could sure use it.
I don't know. I wouldn't say probably won't here. No, I wouldn't because I
think it's tough.
Why?
It's money. I mean, a lot of times somebody's going to take up a lot of money to take him. I mean, I don't know if I would look around and say, well, dude, you suck anyway. Well, so what if you spend, what is it, $17 million? So what? You've got nothing. You've got no hope. You've got no quarterback. You can't find one in the draft. You know it, so don't tell me you can. And you don't think you're that bad. You don't think you're that bad.
My overall worry is just the age of the roster.
Oh, it's old.
It's old. They got old people on their roster. And it seems, obviously, Briggs and Tillman, that was an indication today that they're done. That was the foot in the ass treatment there that they got. But so that solves some of that. But you just need to have a more dynamic group of football players here.
Yeah.
Because they don't. And they've been trying to stop gap and trying to spend on older guys. And this is not what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, you get into position of the really good teams, though, like the Patriots. You can get the veterans. You can lure the veterans to play defense for you, because basically that's what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they find guys, and I knew when they added these guys that you'd have a better defense than you've had, although, again, the play that was made wasn't exactly by one of their prime defenders, but a play made nonetheless. I mean, that, you know, for them, they can do it. But basically, yeah, for that, you would like to have that young, really strong bunch of lively bodies, and that's really easier said than done, though.
I thought you'd get a kick out of this, too. This is from Hub Arkush's ChicagoFootball.com. John Harbaugh of the Ravens talking about his new offensive coordinator.
Oh, boy.
The man we referred to as Dr. Death.
Mm-hmm.
Mark has really dug in. He's really gone to work every day, weekends, studying install tape, studying play calls from last year, and merging it with what he believes in and what he wants to do. I know he's talked to Joe Flacco a few times. That's been a huge part of it. He and Joe coming together and connecting. There are always things we'll try to do better than last year and build on. That's what he's doing right now, and he's doing a great job. Mark's a heck of a coach, a heck of a guy. He's really had nothing but success.
Truth to any of that. You can't back up a word of that.
There's always going to be ups and downs. There's good games and not so good games. We all have that. Mark is a very, very good football coach, very knowledgeable. But more than that, he's a great guy. I really trust him as a person, as a leader. I know he's going to have a great relationship with the players. He's got a great heart. I'm excited to see where we go as an offense. It's like anything else. We're a team. We build it together. Mark, he thinks that way, so it's a good fit for us. That, ladies and gentlemen, is John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Does he know he hired Mark Trestman?
And apparently, the ability to look up Trestman's record, screw here, never mind here.
Right.
Just look at wherever he's been. You don't forget here. Forget the disaster that was here.
He's really had nothing but success? He was banished out of the country. He was exiled to Canada.
Sent out. He was ordered out.
He was ordered out at knife point, at the point of a bayonet.
Get out the damn country.
Sent him to Quebec.
I mean, yeah, because he kept bailing in the second year of every job he had. John Harbaugh.
Great leader.
Of what?
What? Trust him as a person, as a leader. He's had nothing but success.
I don't trust him.
Dude, this league, man, it's only football where you see this, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, just
all the baseball guys that you know are bad keep getting chances. Your guy at the Royals,
say stuff about him. Find me one guy who say, "Boy, Ned Yost, a brilliant tactician." Nobody says that. They say, "Well, yeah, he happened to win despite being an idiot." I mean, it's only in football where people live in their entirely separate realities.
Well, he does. Harbaugh's completely in a separate reality. I don't know what he's talking
he's
about.
He's daft. He's crackers.
It's my guy.
Oh, there's going to be ups and downs. Yeah, you know, it's going to be like those back-to-back 50-point losses. It happens. You know, that's Vinny. It's just one of those things.
See, I would say, you know, with some guys, we've seen them fail as head coaches, and they go back, and they're really good coordinators. You see that a lot. You see where a guy just isn't a head coach, but he can coordinate. He's still a pretty good coordinator. Not, you know, you'd still want him around. That's not the case with this clown. That's not the case.
All right, well, all I can say is
he's not good at any of it.
Yeah, and enjoy. Have fun with it. Maybe if he's not a head coach, he can go back to being. Maybe he gets that first year as a coordinator under his belt and he has a fine year. because that's been known to happen. But I think the league is kind of caught up with the stuff he likes to do. Yeah, I think so.
I do too.
Boers and Bernstein.
Nothing for you.
We've got the second half at 3:30, and then we've got all kinds of other surprises in the offing as well. And we have a fresh new bit of Les Grobstein that is so awesome.
Okay, cool.
It is.
There's nothing better than that.
It's great.
Wow. It's hit greatness?
Yeah, we thank listener Jack for the tip, because sometimes in the wee hours...
Yeah, you miss some of it, too.
It's the time you miss him most of all. But we tend to unearth some of these wonderful things that our radio scouts, they find cookies for us, and this, folks, is a cookie. It's right there with Wendell Kim being dead twice. Especially if you know American history. You have the score.
Hey, Sox and Cubs fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Sox and the Cubs. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena this season as a Cats host.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Months plus $3,000 bonus cash on all minivans. Chrysler Town and Countries, Limiteds, Dodge Grand Caravans, XSTs, all of them $30,000 to you. Plus, yes, plus get huge auto show bonus cash on brand new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Ram trucks.
Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville will make it happen today. With over 60,000 square feet of inventory, there's definitely one for you. Drive your next new 2015 Chrysler Town and Country or Dodge Grand Caravan with 0% financing for 75 months. Plus $3,000 bonus cash. Take advantage of these amazing offers. Regardless of your credit, Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep will make it happen for you. Follow your GPS to Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep on Route 176 in Libertyville or LibertyAutoCity.com.
With approved credit, example 1333 per thousand finance with zero down.
Garcinia Cambogia, 1-800-600-0941.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Illinois has cut the lease tax. New lessees can save up to 50% off the sales tax on your next Audi lease at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. Visit AudiHoffmanEstates.com for details and to schedule a test drive of a 2015 Audi A3, A4, or Q5 Quattro. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody.
Hundreds of individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Chicago area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Chicago is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-234-4042.
Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Fan's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-234-4042. That's 1-800-234-4042.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Former Cub coach, former Giant coach as well, Wendell Kim. Remember him? He was known as Waving Wendell when he was coaching at third base. He has passed away again, it appears, of natural causes.
That's just a warm up act.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
That's just a warm-up.
Because last night, or early this morning, I should say.
Early this morning, yeah.
That Les Grabstein was telling us all about one of the all-time great basketball players. And I did not know this. If you know your American history, there will be a name in here that might sound a bit odd.
Okay.
Especially if you think back toward the lead-up to the Revolutionary War. And a very famous skirmish. A famous casualty of that skirmish, and his name comes up here, kind of.
The Big O played for the Christmas Attacks High School. Jerry West, greatest Caucasian player of all time. Some people think it's Larry Bird. Some think it's Jerry West. What can I tell you?
Well, it's not, unfortunately, it's not Christmas Attacks.
Christmas Attacks.
That would be
no, it's not.
That would be Crispus Attucks.
Famously the high school of Oscar. Yeah, famously
correct.
So.
Correct.
The Big O played for the Christmas Attacks high school.
Brutal Christmas Attacks. Brutal. Awful.
Crispus Attucks, as you know the name, and most kids in grade school learn the name at some point in social studies, is widely believed to be the first American casualty of the Revolutionary War because of the Boston Massacre, which by some classification was the actual first battle of the war. Others say it wasn't necessarily part of the war, but yes, the famous Crispus Attucks.
Christmas Attacks.
That's a movie. That's different.
Les, I love you.
So fabulous. I don't even know what to say.
Another hint for Les, don't take Jerry West over Larry Bird.
No.
Don't do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
That's no good stuffy.
And is Larry Bird still the best white American player?
No, he's just the best white American.
Of all time.
Of all time.
He's the greatest white American ever lived.
It's Carlos Delgado. Right. Is he the... I don't know. I think so. I don't know. I'm sure. I don't think I haven't even met my top 10 all time. But that doesn't mean he's not...
Christmas. Big O played for the Christmas Attacks.
That's it.
High school.
Yeah.
Jerry West, greatest Caucasian player of all time.
And
some people think it's Larry Bird. Some think it's Jerry West. What can I tell you?
What about is Heinrich going to be able to play tonight?
Now, notice he didn't say American, so I think he's kind of forgetting Dirk Nowitzki. Right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You're talking about greatest Caucasian. You got a lot there.
Yeah, but not.
Yeah, Dirk is probably that guy. And you know, how about Pau Gasol making a name for himself? Putting himself on that list under consideration. For your consideration. Pau Gasol. When do they play again? Good God.
Are they still playing?
And this is coming from me. I think they might have stopped. I think the NBA might have just quit, like Carmelo Anthony. Just said, "Hell, screw it. I'm done."
He's been talking about this for weeks, and he finally just said, "Yeah, go ahead."
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm done. I don't want to play. My knee hurts, dude.
You're fine. Everything's fine. You're all dead anyway. Go ahead.
Right.
That'll help him.
Yeah, good for them. That's wonderful. Boy. But this, and I don't even like NBA regular season basketball that much, and I'm missing it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's really not something I enjoy all that much, but I just like the routine of having a game. Although I did watch that 30 for 30. Really good. Really good. Of Miracles and Men. It makes you hate Bobby Clark, too. Just watching what an idiot that guy was. Just smashing people in the head with his stick for no reason. I mean,
that's the Bobby Clark I remember, yeah.
Why did they have to do that? What is that?
I can answer for a lot of people.
That's not
hockey.
Well,
actually, I can answer for no one, but I certainly cannot answer for Bobby Clark. I cannot answer for him.
That's not hockey. I don't really know what it is, but I'm glad that I didn't get to watch much of it.
Yeah, you know what he was? Rough customer.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to do that.
I know that. I understand that.
No, but breaks a guy's ankle with his stick. He's swinging his stick at people's heads. I mean, it seriously looked like something out of Slapshot.
Yes.
It looked like that guy McCracken in Slapshot.
Phil. Yeah, he was, you know, he's a terrific player, though, Bobby Clark.
Well, then play!
I understand that. I'm just making a point here. He's a really good player. I'm not talking about the sideshow. I'm talking about him as a player. He's one of those guys that you would say, well, why are you doing this?
Okay, because if he...
You know what I mean? The great players of all time would give you the business. You know, a lot of them would. Gordie Howe would absolutely give you the business.
Oh, I know he would.
But he wouldn't cut your head off.
Or try to break your ankles with a stick.
Right. He would give you the business, though.
I understand the business.
The business.
And actually, there was also footage of Bobby Hull when the Russian coach was looking at Bobby Hull as the example of the four standing around and watching the one,
mm-hmm.
and the four reliant on the one, that he said that Bobby Hull could go through anybody and do anything on his own, but their version of hockey was the one reliant on the four. And when you watch it, see, what was considered revolutionary Russian hockey, you know what it's called now? Hockey. Because that's what everybody plays.
That's true.
Because everybody plays that style instead of what it used to be, people standing around. They showed some of them, those Bobby Hull Blackhawks teams. Guys are literally like, oh, okay, Bobby. Yeah. Go ahead, you go.
Yeah.
And they were just watching him. Is that how it always looked?
That's how it looked.
Well, that's
you not, do it.
Yeah, go. Wow.
You do it.
You're good.
I mean, they had two of the greatest players of all time. I mean, I think it's... you know, that guy, for his time, what he did was unbelievable. Of course, the rest of his life, I'm not speaking of that.
Right.
Not speaking of that.
The other stuff.
Nobody condones that. Nobody likes anything about that. But again, one of those guys that on the ice, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he could do that, and he did do that.
And the 847 says, correction, Bobby Clark is still an idiot. Okay. And the 708 says, stop besmirching a proud American, Bobby Clark. No, he's a Manitoban, I believe. But it was really telling, a lot of that stuff, and hearing it from that side, and watching Fetisov go back to Lake Placid and sort of narrate all his feelings from as he walked around the building and everything that was going through. And I had no idea that the only reason hockey even got started in the Soviet Union was because of Stalin's son, who liked the game. and wanted them to join the international competition as another way of proving Soviet greatness. And they just started building rinks, and then they started pulling kids out and placing them in these government programs. And it was all stuff about their coaches, and it's just very, very cool.
Yeah, they pulled off the rinks job. You know, I'm not going to do that. I haven't watched one of those in a while, and I'll find another one I want. I don't think it'll be that one though. I don't really.
It's really good.
I don't think I want to enter into that hockey thing. I think I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay, I just saying it's a very well-made documentary. We're the Boars and Bernstein Show. We've got a little Bear stuff out there today with
and you know, top of the hour. I just want to mention what a very important day this is to the Boars and Bernstein Show.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to explain why?
Yes.
Oh, good. I look forward to that.
Yes, I am.
We are Boars and Bernstein on The Score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now, you're listening to Boars and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
If you haven't checked out Harrys.com, you should. It was built out of respect for quality craftsmanship, simple design, and modern convenience. And most importantly, it's for guys who know they shouldn't have to overpay for a great shave. Consider the alternative. You can choose between overpriced, overmarketed razors and low-quality, cheap razors that tear up your face. Well, Harry's was created to offer a great shave at a fair price. Their design and manufacturer is theirs. It's proprietary stuff, their own products, using an exact construction process and only the finest materials. Then by selling directly to you online, they can offer you a great shave at a price accessible to everyone. Their blades and shave products are made with quality construction. The handles designed to be simple and modern. The shaving cream comes from the same chemists who make the creams for high-end brands. So this results in a set of modern shaving products made with respect for the tradition of a good clean shave. The founders are Andy Katz Mayfield and Jeff Rader. They're friends. They met in college and they worked together. They traveled to far off places together. They shared thousands of ideas of how to make this a great product. So they've tried to build Harrys.com to reflect their shared passions and values, their affinity for simple design, their appreciation of a thing well made, and a belief that companies should try to make the world a better place. Harrys.com was started by two guys passionate about creating a better shaving experience. Check out their starter set. It's a razor, three of Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all shipped straight to your door for free. Go to harrys.com.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere?
At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed the cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple